You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Crazy. 80s chicks.
I'm trying to raise my feet.
Well, maybe it's 90s.
This is 90s.
Oh, I thought you were saying 90s or 80s?
80.
Okay, good. I was like, this is definitely 80s.
The bangs. Oh,
just get a neon scrunchie in your ponytail.
And this got it. Okay, girls.
Sorry, how do you hear that part? Oh, goosebumps everywhere.
Carol wasn't born in the
so nothing's going to stop Harry and Sonia now.
Nothing.
Maybe except Luann.
I think nothing's going to stop Harry from messing it up.
Except I'm for scared. Editing.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what he says. That's what he tweeted.
Yes, that's what she said. All right.
Ah.
Hi, guys. I'm Ashley Daniels here for another Real Housewives of New York City After Show. And please, Anna C., don't tune out. I'll try not to talk too much tonight. Who am I with, everybody?
Hi, guys. I'm Stephanie McGraw.
Hi there. I'm Lindsay Wegner.
And Courtney Henderson.
Woohoo! Fabulous. Episode 19.
Ooh.
Has it been that many?
We're almost there. One last episode. The Big Bang.
The Big Bang.
I mean, the Big Bang. I really...
it might have been.
Right? With maybe there was a bang at the end with Luann. I don't know. I don't feel like
we
she would do
that.
We
do see a leg. Have we not seen that before?
Aviva?
Aviva's leg on the
that
ground.
That has been...
We've seen that in other...
That's been from the preview, from however long they've had the promo running for Housewives of New York.
That's right.
Has been in the promo. So they saved it for, obviously, for the final episode, knowing that that was going to cost
most people.
But I've been waiting for that leg for 19 episodes, and we got one more.
I can't believe how real the toes look.
They do.
I know.
It's great.
I really was staring at both her feet for like an extra minute just to, because I couldn't tell. I just, the one was stiff because it's like sitting up like this a little bit more.
Yeah, hers is like, was... like a natural hang kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah, the natural hang, yeah. I would take one of those feet over mine. I have like a bunion on one of my feet. I don't even like my feet. I mean, they have pretty feet. They make them pretty and you don't have to worry about any, like, I don't know, ingrown toenails.
Okay,
look,
ladies, that's stupid. All right,
fine.
Yeah. Well,
that's enough right, off of on feet.
I mean, yeah, of course, but that's nice that it looks so real. All right, first part. So we got to see our good friend Eric Goldie. Shout out to you, Eric. We love you. And we were waiting for this episode because he told us about it months ago. And he helped Heather plan Carol's birthday extravaganza. So that was the first thing we saw, all of them planning. And I love knowing that Carol really did have a ton of input into it. And she had to get her manicure there so she could watch what was going on.
Yeah. I love Carol. Like, this episode, I fell even more in love with her than... watching her before and when she came in, it just with the toast, which we'll get to, but it just is one of those where, yeah, I just love her. Like, she's the kind of person that I feel like I would love to, like, she was somebody I would want as a mentor, because like I would aspire to be. Just, she's fabulous, she's graceful, she's just she's the whole package as a woman, you know what I mean?
She does. Like, her and Heather's relationship, I think, is beautiful.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah. Heather's such a good... You could just tell, like, when they look at each other, they're so in love with each other. They're just best friends.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love that. Okay, how cute was that dog that Sonia was with tonight at the dog store?
Oh, cute.
The most
dog.
Original name.
Dog.
Courtney and I like the dog store?
Cute for a dog, but also cute seeing for the first time ever. And the little, you know, blurb underneath it said Harry was
like the nameplate.
Predictions, ladies. What are we thinking? Can he commit?
No.
I don't want to jinx it. Oh, it's already happened.
Sorry, I already jinxed it. I guess by saying no, by the way.
I don't see it long term.
Honestly, it's because I actually feel like Sonia will, like, scare herself out of it before she actually gives Harry a chance to mess it up.
She proves that.
That, like, she took the ring off before the evening even ended.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those where I feel like we'll never know if Harry actually was willing to and wanting to, because Sonia will, like, self-sabotage it because she just gets too nervous. That's my guess. Hmm. My chair is sinking.
Self-sabotage. Don't go. It's quicksand.
Lower and lower.
I was like, I wish like,
I ate a big lunch, maybe.
I'm in an elevator going down.
We're going down with you.
Very cute. Obviously, they've been together for 18 years. Like Sonia said, there hasn't been that commitment yet. It hasn't happened just yet. But she hopes that it could in the future.
God, they've been together for 18 years.
Doing the off and on thing and dating other people. What's
good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean, something's keeping them close. Something's keeping them going back together.
Well,
what is
so that?
So that
means, if they said 18 years, she always says that they dated. That they,
25 years ago. Yeah.
So they only went, what's that math, you guys? Seven years? Not all dating when Sonia was married? Mm-hmm. I thought Sonia was married for longer than that.
Maybe. She's had a couple. No, she hasn't, actually.
I know, she's just, because she's a kid, too. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm not sure. But anyway, super cute to see them together and to see her saying, hey, if we get this dog together, I want you to take it on walks. It needs to, you know, we need to take it out and do things. And he starts joking, saying it's coming to dinner and all this stuff.
I pictured it. I thought it would look cute. I pictured them as a little family.
I can see them doing that. Yeah. They're both so, like, just fun and out there, but they would be doing that.
And
so.
A foo-foo pretty little dog.
Oh, totally.
Like
and a little carrier and everything.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love that dog. What kind of dog was that?
Some sort of poodle or...
I don't... They were saying poodle. Yeah. I remember them talking about poodles.
Oh, so cute.
I'm so bad at...
Mix.
Me too.
Dog names or dog types.
Multi-poo.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Fluffball.
Fluffball.
There you go. That's a technical term.
Yes, technical. Scientifically.
Yes.
So cute. And I do think that she is so happy when she's with him. She just has a glow. She's always happy when she's around Harry. But everybody's happy when they're around Harry.
That's a problem. That's his charm. That is his charm.
And he's happy, too. Mm-hmm. All right. Then we get into Josh and Kristen going to the therapist. And she admits beforehand that she's nervous.
First of all, can we just talk about what she wore to the therapist's
office? Oh,
love me
tender. The Elvis song. Elvis song.
And it's like, it was one of those where I'm like, I loved the sweatshirt, but I'm like, I feel like this is, you're already just, like, trying to subtly get in the, like, he's aggressive, or you know what I mean? Like, you are the therapist to see,
yeah,
I don't know, that's how I felt.
Passive-aggressive.
That's really
I do think it's passive-aggressive, I couldn't think of the word.
Hmm.
I kind of think it was, like,
I didn't even know.
Intentional. I didn't know it was an Elvis song. But
Love Me Tender, yeah.
But, like, well, I mean, that didn't come to mind until you guys said it.
Was he not wearing his e-boost thing?
He was.
So he was signifying.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
You want to get really particular. Really
out of the best himself.
Yes.
He was talking about, this is my business. That was the first thing that was brought up. She doesn't understand. She's just like, just love me tender. And he's like, honey, I run a business, girl. You understand it.
Oh, my God. That is
Isn't
so...
that hilarious?
We just created
a I know.
Crazy.
Probably wasn't there.
That's
just
awesome, though. Makes sense.
The thing I mean, I've never been to therapy of any kind, so I don't know...
Come see me.
How... I will. Oh, my goodness. I will. I don't know what I'll tell you. I'll tell you everything. So, anyways. No, but I don't know how typical that is, you know, or if they're all different and it just depends. But I really liked that before they got into anything, he had them talk about the things that are working well and the things that are strong and positive in their relationship to just have a good kind of unifying moment about
what they like
their
about
marriage.
Each other.
Yeah. You know, to remind themselves, you know, these are all the things we love. This is why we're still together. This is why we're here to make this better. I kind of feel like, I mean, I don't know if they all do that, but I just thought that that was a really good technique.
Yes.
That, and it was fun to see them because we haven't seen that side of them very much, if ever, you know, to kind of let them acknowledge that, yes, we do actually love each other. There are things here that are worth preserving and protecting.
Yes. I love that he said she puts the kids first.
Always, in every circumstance.
As a positive thing.
I know. And I, you could see her hurt. And I couldn't believe the therapist actually said this, but because I would think that he would be a little more neutral. Not that it wasn't a neutral thing, but just because she was so sensitive. But he was like, so what would be the ideal situation when you're at dinner and he gets a phone call? What do you, because you're saying you want to support him, but you obviously are kind of trying to do both. And she was like, well, I just want him to communicate with me that he's not going to be able to talk. Mm. That he's not going to be able, that he's going to have to have a phone call and he can't talk to me at that moment and he has to walk away. And he's like, so you're saying if you do that, you won't be upset. All he needs to do is just say that. And I totally agreed. Mm-hmm. It's just that she wants to know that he knows that it bothers her and that he is aware of that and he is sorry.
It's just acknowledgement. But it's
exactly what you and I were talking about last week with setting kind of this example right away with your boyfriend and saying, I don't like this. This is what I need. And then they respond to
it. You sent me the text.
I sent her a text.
I died.
Because my boyfriend was, sorry to get off topic, guys, but my boyfriend was running late last Thursday and he's like, hey, it's going to be a little bit later than I thought. It's not going to be 10 o'clock. It's going to be 10:30. Is that okay? And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, Ash, look, see,
I got
just
this text
we
at midnight. I died. I was like, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
But
I love it.
Exactly the same thing.
When you set those boundaries right away, then they can't be taken advantage of.
Yeah,
so this is something they clearly should have set, or maybe they did years ago and it kind of never really came up, but now it's coming back into play.
Yeah, exactly.
But what you said about Josh saying that Kristen putting the kids first is a major priority, that does show that their relationship is a priority, but he's just not acting like that because he's making work a priority.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying it, but he's not doing it. Right. He's not showing the actions, and actions have to speak louder than the words.
Have you ever read, what book is it? I think, it's like Act Like a Woman, Think
Act
like a Man. I think it's
Act
in that
like
book.
A Man, Think Like a
Woman. You know, one of those books, but.
It'll probably be Act Like a Man, Think Like a Woman.
Act Like a Man, Think Like a Woman.
Yeah. No. Think Like a Man.
Act Like a Woman. Think Like a Man.
Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
Look Like a Man, Act Like a Woman?
No.
Okay. It's a Steve Harvey book, right?
Guys, comment down below if you know what the book's
Steve Harvey book, right?
Yes, it's Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's Think Like a Man, and it talks about, like, a man's priority and, like, the first thing on their brain is providing and making the money. And so he probably actually thinks that he is doing the right thing and that he is supporting his family and showing love for them by being at work because he is making money for their survival. Mm. You know, now he doesn't ever communicate that or say it that way.
What you're talking about is coming from a primal. I mean, I know they've written the different relationship books, and that's one particular area where it's really evolutionary primal forces that we have mm-hmm. in, you know, subconsciously we don't even realize the male and female giving off.
And I think it's that because I don't even think that he necessarily recognizes that that, you know, that that's why the business is so important. But I feel like seeing what he said about Kristen and how her priority with the family and the kids is something that he really admires her for, it's kind of like, okay, well, maybe this is his way of giving to the family, and he just can't communicate that that's his way of showing, you know, appreciate, like, you know, just that's his way of kind of like putting the family first. Mm. Because to her, it doesn't feel like the family comes first ever.
I definitely think a couple more therapy sessions for them is super beneficial. I think even this first therapy session, now we didn't really get to see them one-on-one aside from the party for just a very, very brief moment. But I think going to this therapist and bringing kind of how she's feeling, and as a therapist more so had to tell him than her, don't say what she's doing wrong. Say how you feel and how it affects
yes.
you. And that's a major thing when you're arguing or having a conversation with somebody. You can't blame somebody else. You have to say I statements.
Yeah.
So that you don't put it on the other person. So I think the more that they go to these therapy meetings and sessions, the more they're going to both be better in their relationship. And I think their relationship, for the most part, really could work out then.
Do you think that if it was as simple as him just communicating, like, I'm going to be late and stuff, that if that was the case, that it would be solved with just that?
No.
Couldn't that have already been done?
Yeah.
Like, you think he just would be like, let's do that? Because it's easier than going to therapy?
He says that he can't, you know, he can't call her or text her and say, I'm going to be late or this call's running over, which may or may not be true. But I think that right now, because she's getting nothing, she thinks that that will be enough and she'll be happy. Because I've said that before. Like, I used to tell my boyfriend, you know, when he'd be going out on a Friday night and I knew that he'd be, you know, going out with the guys and they'd be getting drunk and, you know, whatever they're doing, that I wouldn't hear from him at the end of the night. And so I'm like, just call me for 5 minutes before you go out and it'll be fine. And he would, and then it would be 20 minutes, and then I'd, you know, want to talk longer, and he'd be, like, standing outside the bar and all of his friends went in. And so he's like, well, I love you, but I don't really want to call you before I go out because I'm going to be an hour late to hang out with my friends if I call you for 5 minutes. And so I could see, you know, and we worked on that, and I could see that kind of being the thing with her, where it's like, as soon as he calls to say, I'm going to be 30 minutes late, it's not going to be, okay, see you then. It's going to be,
why?
Well, why can't you make it? Why isn't it a part, you know, and it's going to be somewhat of the same thing, maybe not every time, but still some of the time. And he's going to be like, well, this is why I don't call, because now I'm going to be an hour late because I spent 30 minutes arguing with you about being late and 30 minutes on my call.
Well, right.
I don't know.
What they made it seem like, actually, was when he's there. That's how I felt like I saw a little bit more of it, is the therapist is saying, so when you're there, tell her, I have to take this phone call. I'm going to be a little bit late. That's what they made it seem like. So it's almost as if when he's there and telling her about him being late, okay, that she'll take that, she'll be accepting of that and go, okay, you can take that phone call for a half hour, whatever you need to do. It didn't seem like it was when he's at work, because like we all saw,
He
doesn't ever tell her when he's at work because he's doing a billion things and he can't get a hold of her.
Is there a chance that if he does comply to all of this, that she will still be upset about something? Is there a chance at all about that?
I think there's a lot more to be looked at. I know we're just looking at this phone call, and there's a lot more under the, you know, relationship and things like, you know, that they're going to need to work through.
Like what?
And, you know, substantially, but we're not going to see it. They're not going to, and nor should, and I really hope they don't. I've really just, some recent stuff that I saw with the new Jersey Housewives, I know it's different.
Oh, don't spoil it. I haven't seen it.
No, but there just needs to be a line where people bring their family and their really personal issues onto television. Anyway, everyone knows my feelings about Dr. Drew and their whole intervention thing, and there's just stuff that doesn't need to be shown the whole world. So we're not going to say it. Hopefully we will not say it.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what you're going to... Can you tell me after?
but it's one of those where we don't need to see every therapy session of theirs on camera.
Yeah, yeah. But they did sign up for that, though.
It's lighthearted, and you say she's going to agree to this. And like, yeah, you know, we'll just see this phone call thing, and then we'll just leave it at that.
Like the Tori and Dean show. You saw every single bit and piece of their relationship, and that stuff that you're right, we don't need to see as viewers. There is some stuff that you want to keep private.
It's still not 100% real, so it's always going to persuade our just, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, totally. All right, well, we'll get off of that subject. And it looks like they are going to be able to, at some point, find a good balance. Yeah, because they're trying, and you can't go too wrong with that. And they're in therapy. All right, so we see Avery and Ramona in Avery's room, and Avery seems stressed out. I don't think I've ever seen Avery stressed out in my entire time of watching New York Housewives. She's always pretty calm.
Ramona's trying to do... What are they, like, breathing exercises?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's going to stress me out more. Yeah. If you're sitting there, breathe, hold it, out, in. You're like,
any child, though, honestly, she's certainly taken on a lot of Mario's characteristics. How can you be calm when you have a mom like that? Like,
yeah.
And when she's even in the car and, you know...
Ramona's crying.
And she's crying. She's like, I've been with her every day. I was like, oh, that poor child. Run, go. You're going to experience life like you've never known it before. I know it's always old mum's cups. You know, they're like, oh, I'm losing my baby. But, oh, that I can just see her going loose.
Kind of hope she comes back with a tattoo or piercing or something.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. She would never.
No, she's too upper
east side. She's met her mom.
No, but I was total opposite than you for, like, the first time ever in terms of, like, Avery and going to college. I was getting goosebumps. I felt bad. I felt really sad in that scene with the stupid red and green light that kept blinking back and forth that they kept zooming in on in the rain, and it was just so depressing. And I was like, I hope one of them goes on the plane with her. I mean...
Yeah, we don't even know if they went.
I'm so proud of it. I think she's going to be so excited.
No, I mean, I think it's great for her, but it was a sad scene. It was one of the few scenes that was sad.
I think that they show that. I mean, and I think it's good to show. For us, we were talking about, you know, our experiences leaving home for that first time to go to college. And I think that that's kind of the nice thing, because viewers of sort of all ages, as parents or as, you know, children, can relate to their side of what they've been through. And some people actually, you know, have now been through both sides of that. And it would be interesting to talk to somebody that's left home and then, you know, gone. Well, I guess Ramona kept trying to talk about it. And he was like, it's not the same as when you went to college, Mom.
Yeah, that was funny, actually.
I felt the same with my dad. I'm like, Dad, you went to college for 6 weeks. You can't talk about when you were in college.
Oh, my God. Well, dental school is college.
My dad didn't go to dental school.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So.
Oh, I thought you...
He makes teeth. He's not a dentist.
Oh.
He works with dentists.
Oh,
he works
okay.
with dentists.
That's really cool, though, that he makes teeth. But, wow.
But I think we can all side and say that it's going to college, anyone going away for even an extended period of time. Like she said, it's not camp where she's coming back in a few weeks. This is like, this is 4 years, 4 or 5 years of her being somewhere, you know, for
maybe
it's
forever.
It's a major life.
If it's the way you're saying, she'll find this new life. So I'm like, I ain't never coming back.
Exactly.
Don't let...
Just warning out there, all parents, don't let your children travel one-way tickets around the world because you never see them again.
Yeah, says the girl that's traveled everywhere.
I was going to say, from first-hand experience. She had,
exactly. God, where have you not been is the real question.
Oh. Just doing the Aussie walkabout.
Yeah, right? Yeah. All right, so then next scene we see that. Is the sentimental scene. I know all of us felt a little guilty if we've ever said anything about Aviva after watching this scene. It was a beautiful scene. Being from Boston, I remember watching.
Do you remember Heather? Do you remember
I do. I She looks familiar. I remember there were so many that they did a lot of little, like, intimate. They'd go back to the hospital many times. Yeah. I didn't look at her just now. I don't know if I didn't look her up to see if she was the same woman, but she reminded me of a woman that was from a certain part of, it's called the North End in Boston. I don't know if that's her. I'm going to find out. But regardless, oh my gosh, it was just so, so, so sad. When I think back, it was only a year ago, a little more than a year ago.
I really enjoy seeing Aviva's work with that charity. It's called A Step Ahead. Yeah. And, I mean, we saw it last season, just 2 years ago, with a little boy, remember? Of a little boy that was having issues.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He was running, right? And it was the first time that he was, I mean, it was just like, I remember so crying touching. In that episode and stuff. Yeah. And so this is really, really great for her charity to bring light to it, to what they're doing. And like she said, this girl is getting a free leg.
Yeah.
You know, and those are, and as we saw 2 years ago, those are expensive.
Oh, they're ridiculous.
For something, and I mean, obviously we understand why, but I mean, I feel like everyone that's an amputee should get one. It shouldn't matter. You should get it for free because of something that, like, amazing.
Of course.
Like,
I know.
Like there should never be a cost for something like that. Like, it should should just be automatically given to you. You deserve that. Like,
no, of course. They had a lot of the, is it fundme.com? Fundme?
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, yeah. So many people from Boston had those funds online to get the legs. And at the time, I didn't even know how expensive. But when you watch them in the hospitals, when they had these back and forth on CNN, they would show how they're doing and how they're progressing. And one woman was a dancer, just not to go off topic, but just saying they're just so strong. It's amazing. Like, this woman today was just like, she was so strong. What?
She's falling. I just singing. Like, I just feel like keep going.
Courtney, right in the moment.
I know.
But she was very strong. And I think that, you know, she has a very... She's a survivor.
To piggyback that, I think it's amazing that our world, you know, can sort of unite like that. That we have the internet, which can be used for, you know, things maybe that aren't as great, but that can be something that brings people together and that lets them do that. And it's, I mean, Maria went back. Maria Menounos, our co-founder, but you know, because she's from Boston, and actually, it was making me think that we have a lot of people here at AfterBuzz that are from Boston. You know, and
it's Boston clan.
We're sitting with one right now, and I just think how cool that is, because I remember them talking about, you know, going back, you know, 1 year later. Maria, I know, went back and did some interviews again to just see how things are going, and it's, I don't know, I just think that's really cool that Aviva can get involved, you know, and that we don't see that. I do think it was interesting, again, we see her in the episode, but not with the housewives.
We haven't even seen her she wasn't going to be invited to Carol's party, but,
yeah.
And I posted that thing last week, guys, about Andy's explanation about why, but it still doesn't meet up. She's barely been in
She was in one scene last week, and it was just so Sonya could give her some awful news. And it was so staged, we talked about. But
They didn't even follow up with that this week. What the heck was that?
And then,
it's back for next week's episode, obviously.
They finally have them all
together.
Someone's
going to throw the leg.
Hopefully it's Aviva.
Maybe it's not even her leg. Maybe it's somebody.
Who the heck else has it?
I don't know. But maybe they're just trying to create this, and then we're going to come to the episode. Just kidding. She's just so cute over here.
She's thinking again?
She's thinking every time I look at her.
Oh my God, you are thinking!
Sorry, they're freaking out right now.
Welcome to my world.
But the petites here.
Maybe genuinely it's somebody else. I don't know how there would be another leg at the party, but maybe they've been creating this drama the whole time, and there really is no other. Maybe it's really not Aviva's leg.
There we go, Lindsay. Has just given us our number one prediction, guys. There is other legs in the season finale. On that note.
All right, so then we go into changing subjects. Okay, the brunette devil in disguise. Who the heck is that? So Sonya finds out she has a brunette devil in
her inner circle.
In her inner circle.
But here's the thing.
It's like, is it Carol? No.
But I don't, It's probably not even one of the women on the show.
Oh, why does it have to be Luann? Look what happened.
Okay, well,
Henry and Harry and everything.
Maybe that's why they edited that way, though.
Maybe that's why
they edited that way. Because
it's Luann.
I mean, because otherwise it's Heather. If it's in the group, it's Heather or Luann. Because he said it wasn't Carol.
And look what's happened.
But she also said, is it a blonde? And
he said no.
He kind of was hesitant. And she goes, is it a brunette? And he goes, or she asked if it was a blonde. He said no. But then she goes, is it a brunette? But he never really gave an answer. So it could be a brunette. It could be a redhead. It could be, I mean, not that they have any inner circle redheads or something like
but
that.
But it's like,
but it could be anyone.
I know what you're saying. Her inner circle's not just people on the show.
No, because like, look at Aviva.
And maybe it's Pickles, her assistant.
Oh my God.
I mean, it literally could be anyone.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to like spoil the party, but I'm not a big like believer in that sort of card reading thing. So
I am, but I think it's so like generic. Like,
well,
when
that's
they say,
why because
you know, all your financial things are going to be better,
guys. When it's filmed for TV, you know.
Well, exactly.
You're getting full.
I mean, they could have told him what to
except
say,
except for the fortune teller who said that Ramona was
that was crazy
be cheated on. Yeah. I mean, that was real. Can't handle this right now.
Yeah, but in America right now.
A producer insider joke, because they all knew too as well.
That's true.
There's so many things. Plus, it's like, you could guess that you're going to be cheated on in any couple, and you've got, what, like a 70% chance of being right?
Just kidding.
Stop laughing at me. I'm getting shorter. the struggle is real.
I apologize, guys. We're really sorry. We've got to pull ourselves together, but this is extremely funny. We're just watching our co-host, Courtney, here, literally. Just keep on... It's like someone's playing
that elevator
game. One
of the guests on the last show must have broke the chair.
I know. I can't. Okay. Okay. Right, okay. So
then the birthday party.
We're at the party.
Okay. Why were the masquerade party? Because they had the masks.
So it was a Garden of Eden party, good versus evil. We do know that, but the masquerade theme. So, okay, you guys, stop. I can't.
I'm going to stand in a second.
Okay, so Garden of Evil party, good versus evil. Garden of Eden, good versus evil. Everyone in these masquerade costumes. Stop. And so we see the women coming in. Kristen comes in looking flipping stunning in her black dress.
Oh my god!
The ponytail,
the extensions. Girl was looking top. Like,
it was like
$1 billion.
Madonna.
You go get back on the runway now, girlfriend.
Oh my gosh!
Right?
I'm sorry, Josh. I know you're a businessman, but honey, be thankful.
He outkicked his coverage right there.
I mean, when. Was it in the previews for next week when she's like, sorry, model wife in the corner. Hello.
Like, stunning. I actually really...
Josh, poo-poo-poo. That's for you.
No, totally. She looked like she was 20. She was stunning. Yeah. I also loved Ramona's dress with the ruffles. I don't know if you guys caught it. There was white and black ruffles. The black dress had a really high slit and then had all these ruffles going down.
That.
And it was
Carol.
Gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
Ruffles again.
Like 50 years old.
You know?
I really like
and she is banging.
I liked it.
Was it mint green too?
It was like a light blue, I think.
I thought it was just like a cream.
It was really pretty.
I thought they all had to wear black or white, and then Carol came in red.
Yeah.
I mean, hard with the lighting, you can't really tell, but that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah. But it was red.
They all showed up.
Gorgeous. Heather's dress.
I love Heather's hair.
I didn't like Heather's dress.
I didn't like Heather's dress. She
I didn't either. And usually we're a big fan of her hair.
Always.
Of her dress.
Both. But it's one of those where it's like, maybe it's just because she was so busy planning the party. That, you know, it wasn't.
I think she thought about it.
What did you girls think about the party itself? Do you think Heather?
I loved where it was. I loved the twinkle lights.
For the Garden of Eden was perfect.
I thought it was so gorgeous. Honestly, it looked like a very intimate part of like a nice club that you just like at the back of like a really nice club.
Was it inside? It was outside, right?
Yeah,
outside the restaurant. Yeah,
gorgeous.
Yeah. I liked it. I mean, if I was wanting a party, that wouldn't be the theme I would choose. But, you know, it looked like, based on all of the things that we heard Heather talking about, Carol wanting, telling Heather, it seemed like Heather nailed them all.
Carol's quirky.
Except for the singer, I guess.
And the snake.
And the snake. They mixed the snake.
But I mean, I am always in favor of nixing the snake, because I don't like, I'm just, I can't.
But Heather's
that
quirky like that. Like, everything.
You know,
she said the headless mannequins. And
what?
She said headless mannequins and weird-haired mannequins. Yeah. So, I mean, it was exactly what she wanted.
I loved it,
and
though.
She said so. Mm-hmm. So I was glad that...
It was sexy.
After everything was said and done, that Carol was happy, because she clearly has a type A control freakness to her as well. Oh, my gosh.
Well, wait.
Love
what
that.
Luann?
I know. We have to... I want to... Yeah.
Jax.
Okay, so we knew this happened because I think you and I learned the first when we spoke to Carol. Was it when Carol gave it the
phone
call
week that we spoke to Carol?
We learned about it then, I believe, but well, we were shocked. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we all learned about it, whoever was watching, and we didn't have the exclusive on it. I'm sure other people knew about it, but they were not together. And we've been waiting for this to happen. We knew it was going to come out at some point, but it's so sad because it sounds so much like he dumped her the way she's talking about it. She's like, he's my best friend. He's my everything. She's just like starts crying. She's saying they're not on the same page. I don't know what you guys thought. I immediately went to last season when the Italian and the pirate and all that. And maybe he rewatched it and maybe it really bothered him and maybe.
But do you really think 2 years later? I mean, that was 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years?
It was 2 years ago.
But do you think that was the start of it maybe? And that just kind of like made him not trust her as much?
It may have been the start.
She said it was a while.
It's hard to say. I don't think that. I feel like it was honestly more mutual. That it was sort of like we love each other enough to let each other live the life we want. Mm. Even if it means losing one another. Because. I mean, just from the few things she said, and obviously it's been going on for months, there's so much more to it probably than, you know, whatever actually presents itself at the surface. And, but that's to me just, you know, from my own experiences being in those situations and getting to that point where it's like, maybe just love isn't enough and it can't conquer all in this situation. And it's heartbreaking to think that and to kind of have to accept that reality. But to me, that's what it felt like and looked like. That it was just that. It was just...
She said a good sentence where she said, I love him, but I don't love the relationship.
Mm-hmm. No, he said that. They've been in touch.
Oh, that's right.
And,
and she said, that's good to know then. They said, well, that's good that you know that.
I mean, because, that's a pretty bold, strong statement.
And she's like, so that also indicates to you, like, what we've actually been dealing with behind closed doors. Because for him not to miss the relationship... Well, because of that.
She also said they're both going in separate directions. Yeah. Now, I understand when people say that at, like, our age, because there's so many different avenues that we can go in our, you know, 20s and 30s. You know, we settle down, career, you know, babies, whatever it is. I feel like that changes a little bit when you're in your 50s or 60s, or I don't think she's in her 60s.
50s.
But 50s.
He's probably in his 40s, though.
But...
You think so?
He's younger.
Well, she made the comment about, I want to give him the opportunity to have a family.
Right.
That's...
And she's not interested in any more children at all?
Well they were
she might not be able to have them.
Wasn't she inquiring about it? Like, she was, like, going to go to the doctor, she was going to look into it or something?
Sounds like all housewives want to do that, you know, Orange County.
Yeah, well, yeah, like Tamara, just had that fake baby that they brought in for a couple weeks.
She decided she didn't want to after it.
She was like, screw this.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going back through that, yeah.
But sorry, I mean, I guess definitely think that then if that's the case where he wants a family and she's maybe not interested in that anymore, but I can see that being a separate direction. But, I mean, for the most part, it seemed like they were on the path of what they both wanted. They were both, you know, liked being out on the town and traveling and being in the Hamptons and stuff, that it felt like everything was in a row for them. So
they got along with their kids. They spoke French at home. It was.
It definitely felt like a really good, strong relationship. And like she said, this was someone that she's been with for 4 years.
Yeah.
So it's not just somebody that's been around for the time being. It's definitely sad to see. And maybe it might be one of those things where they take their time apart and realize that, you know what, we really are perfect for each other and you can come back and be stronger and work out all those issues and be in a relationship that you're happy being in the relationship.
And not have those wonderings of, do I want a family? Yeah. Do, you know, whatever it is that they need, you know, and if they don't, because it's, you know, just because they're not together now and they can't have a strong, good relationship now, I mean, I do think that they probably had some really solid years and that at some point, that direction, you know, people started to realize, oh, you know, maybe he started to realize, maybe I do want a family, and he didn't think he did. And so, you know, because for men, oh, I feel like almost at any age you can still consider that option.
I know, right?
Hello, I'm even dad.
Yeah. So, oh, God.
You know, to where, for him, you know, there isn't a, like, for guys, there just isn't that same rush of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they can help make a healthy baby.
They have no maternity
forever.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Usually ticking. Usually. She's, I mean, they still can, you know, not be able to.
Yeah. And she's just so hurt. She's so hurt. I just feel like in a perfect world she could fix this. But I feel like it's more on his end than hers. And she has to accept that he's not in the same place that they were.
I hope he comes back. That would be amazing.
I know.
How much did you guys love Carol being like, cry if you want to.
It's my birthday and you can cry if I want to.
And then Luann's so like mature. She has a really
considerate.
She's like, Heather, the party looks beautiful. You did amazing. Etiquette. She's trying to like.
Well, but yeah. even on top of that, I mean, when somebody comes and asks you what's wrong and you're fighting tears and you're fighting emotion, the first thing you do is like start bawling. At least me, you know. Yeah. So it's like the last thing you want somebody to do when it's like simmering right here is to be asked what's wrong. Or yeah. So it's one of those where it's like the last thing she wants to talk about is that because she doesn't want to cry at the party and she probably doesn't really want to talk about it and she knows it's not the place. And so it's like she's being polite and it's also sort of like the saving grace of helping keep composure. At least that's what I would do.
Sonia took that same chapter out of her book.
I was just gonna say that, exactly. What the heck was that? Like, God.
Why does it have to be about you? She literally came at her and was like, and then was like, but he's fabulous. He, you know, like getting mad at Luann because they broke up. How is it?
It was so mean. It was like, and I didn't understand why, even with going back with what you just said, Courtney, how, she was on the verge of tears, and like, then they said something else, and it kind of made her go. Even when they were like, oh my gosh, but you lit up, you were so lit up whenever you were with
Ramona.
Him.
Yeah, Ramona.
Yeah, it was like, Ramona. Guys, you should be saying right now, you don't need him, you need to like, build up the strength in her, you know?
Don't rub it in
or like, we'll go to lunch next week or something,
girls day.
Or, you know,
right.
Just something to just change the topic. Let her know you're there for her, you care. And then change the topic and let it be about something else.
Sonia and Ramona, their characters, the people that they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonia was just so pissed, though. She's like, I can't believe she didn't tell me. I said this, and this. And crazy.
I'm like, Sonia, you've had enough of a night. Like, with Harry and, you know, everything that's going on with that and the commitment that he's trying to make for you, you know, with you. It's like, can't you just, like, be in your own little fantasy world with him for one night and... You know what I mean? Yeah. And just, like...
But she's had this issue with Luann now for a couple weeks, coming back to Montana and them kind of having a little bit of beef and the facialist issue. So I think both of them right now are just kind of...
Butting heads,
knocking.
Do you think Sonia's just making up something because she just wants to like, vent stuff out? And mm-hmm.
Sure.
I mean, she made that up.
And she...
Too, I've never seen any friend like that going, you know... When you've been dumped, you're broken up with your boyfriend or something like that, and they get mad at you.
Oh my gosh,
because you didn't tell them that you were having problems.
And he says all the other girls knew. They just found out then you were off sucking face with Harry. Sorry, but you were making out with Harry, getting your rings in the corner. You found that 2 minutes later. If you weren't there, you would have heard.
Right. So what do we think about Harry giving Sonia the ring?
I mean, I thought it was a little bit. It was a little bit forced just because they were just talking about how they kind of wanted to keep it under the radar, like they didn't want to make a big deal of it. And then he's like at the party with the ring right in front of everybody. It's like,
but not an engagement ring.
Right.
No.
So
don't talk about
it. I need to know what this ring is actually called then, because I need to tell my boyfriend that that ring exists.
Why, you love it? Did you love it?
Not that specific ring, but the sentiment of it where it's, I thought like a promise ring was like promising to save yourself for each other.
Oh, no.
Which they're clearly not doing.
No. It could be promise ring, like promise to be together, but like it's not that serious.
I feel like it's not a promise. I feel like it's more than a promise ring. I just, it's like
it's a pre-engagement ring.
Except it didn't look anything like an engagement ring.
No, well, because it can't, because you're going to get an engagement ring.
No, right, but I'm saying it's like, it's a ring that it kind of stands out. I mean,
she put on her middle finger.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting.
And then she put it in her bag and took it off.
Yeah. Right after.
What the heck?
It's not like
that rude?
No, but it's like, it's not like it's a giant ring, like right on her ring finger that looks like an engagement ring that would crawl out.
Question.
Yeah. Right.
That was very fashionable. I mean, they didn't actually give us a great shot of it.
No.
Maybe it was big. You know, because it looked like it was actually big on her middle finger, too.
It was
too.
Like a flower
Maybe the size of the ring was big and it needed to be sized. So instead of sticking it on her ring finger, where her ring finger's obviously smaller than her middle finger, it fit better. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Maybe there was...
Well, it doesn't matter regardless. She took it off.
She took it off and put it in her purse.
And she didn't say it's because it was too big.
No, she didn't.
It's because she was scared. Or they cut that part out where she says it's because it's too big, you know.
I find no reason at all for her to have taken that off.
No.
Agreed.
I can't think of one reason. No. Even for the cameras, I'm like, it's not even really, it's just confusing.
I liked Ramona with Sonia, though, being like, I'm glad I'm glad that we were, you know, Harry needed to step up and he needed to do this, so it needed to happen.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, are you sinking again?
Am I?
All right.
Yeah. I was trying to move to predictions on that. Yeah.
Let's move to prediction.
Well, on that note, though,
I predict next week my chair will not sink.
Do we think that was all editing, girls? Predictions. What, did they really get it? Luann and Harry get in the taxi? Did they go home together?
Yeah, because so we see.
I think they shared a taxi.
We see flirting. We see Harry obviously going up to Luann, telling her how beautiful she is, mm-hmm. and flirting with her, and then they leave together. And Sonia's looking for Harry, and he's nowhere to be found. And we see Sonia talking to Ramona, saying he left with Luann, and they get into a big fight. So do we really think that she left with Harry?
Nope.
I think they maybe shared a taxi, but that doesn't mean they had sex in the taxi.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Like, they left at the same time. They maybe shared a taxi, but she did not leave with Harry.
Weird that he didn't say bye to her.
Yeah, he didn't say goodbye to
Sonia.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
He just gave her a ring and he's not even gonna say goodbye?
They came together. Like, if you bring a woman to an event, you take her home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who's home, but you don't leave somebody you brought with you there unless it's like you're talking and you've decided not to go home together, but you don't just. Mm-mm. So I think there's more to it. I think it was edited to look like Luann and Harry left together, you know.
Even though that's not true. And we also see Kristen and Josh saying he's looking for a younger woman.
That there's like things joke. She could do to be younger.
She could do be younger.
What could she possibly do, Josh? I would love to hear
this.
She
can start doing, you know, she said she hasn't done the Botox and the plastic surgery yet.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to make her look better.
I don't think that's what he wants.
She's going to be one of those people that he probably wants to get a boob job.
Yeah.
Like, she has everything else in place. And not to say that her boobs aren't, but.
No, yeah.
You know, like, guy. What guy doesn't.
I'm just looking forward to Heather getting back, like, when we did the opening couple of first episodes. She's getting a Puff Diddy in. It looks like she's...
Puff Diddy, I love you.
Get her, star.
All right.
She's going to go off. I'm looking forward to that.
Where can we find you? You
What's
cute little thing.
Puff Diddy?
Where can we find
you? P. Diddy or Puff Daddy?
Puff Daddy. It's okay.
So Puff Diddy is perfect.
It's okay. Puff Diddy, where can we find you?
Follow me. Twitter at Host McGraw or on YouTube at Host Stephanie McGraw.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. And my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at COUHEN.
And you can find me at Miss Ashley Daniels on Twitter and Instagram. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.